All right, we're back again. Episode, I don't even know, of Bass and Booners, because I'm terrible keeping track of which ones. What did we talk about last time? Been a hot minute.
Archery?
No.
No, we capitalized. Rifle. Capitalized. We summed up our rifle season.
Yeah.
But this episode, we're going to talk about damn little trouts. Trout fishing.
And food plots.
And
our game plan for the off-season.
What about this?
The off-season's about over.
Hunting off-season.
Oh.
Other than spring turkey, there's nothing else, too.
Yeah.
A while.
Groundhogs. Coyotes. About it. Yeah, we got... What the hell's today's date? 16th. So we got, what? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks till trout season opens up in Pennsylvania. I don't think we're all going to one spot. Rufus, I know you're going to your own neck of the inbred woods, aren't you?
Yeah.
Trying to decide between Brickett Hollow and just out past Brookville over 80.
Oh, yeah. So the real inbred woods.
Yeah. And Jake and I are going to be going somewhere else. We haven't figured out what spot yet. We've got to do some more scouting. But hopefully we can catch us some fishies and have us a fish fry.
I don't think any of us caught a trout since I caught that brown trout in Cook's Forest.
No.
I caught a couple last year.
Well, yeah, you did, not Jake and I, though. I haven't caught a trout in a while. Hopefully we can catch some.
He's caught crabs, though.
No. The streams we're going to are stocked out. This ain't summer break, Jake. This is a podcast.
Technically, it is spring break.
Well, yeah, technically, yes. Yeah, we're going to be doing some fishing. And bass fishing is going to be coming up here pretty soon. We tried tonight, but...
To no prevail.
They're not too active yet. They're still kind of sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Swimming.
I got like 3 bites. Well, nibbles. Wasn't even a bite.
I'm just happy I got my new gun today.
Yeah, Rufus bought himself a gun. Getting sidetracked a little bit. Rufus and Jake bought guns.
I did. Bought a 12-gauge.
I bought a 410.
I bought nothing. Because my truck payment came out Monday.
Oh, I didn't know
Michael. Don't hit me in the head with it. Yeah, it's... So what are our goals for trout season this year? Get out more than just the opening weekend?
That, and actually catch some stuff.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a given because...
Go to somewhere else other than Cook's Forest.
Yeah. That place kind of gets overrun with people.
Opening day, it gets pressurized for the rest of the season.
Yeah. You better be on the water at 6 o'clock waiting for the 8 o'clock time to go off so you can start fishing.
Well, I know some people get out there at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, you're telling me. We've been out there 3 years in a row. We got out at like 8:30, and there's nowhere to fish.
Well, the first year we went out, it was almost noon that we got out.
Yeah, we didn't.
But it also hammered down the snow that night. That's the night you and I abandoned Kenny at... was it Kenny?
I think it might have been.
Yeah, it was Kenny because he was with Adam and Riken.
Yeah, it was the first night that we were, or the first year we went.
Yeah, it was the first year.
We got that damn magnet.
We abandoned Caleb with the two kids, and Jake and I boot scooted to Clarion to go to Walmart.
Oh, yeah. And bought Nerf guns.
Yeah, bought Nerf guns, and then on the way home, it was a freaking blizzard on 36.
Yeah. That is right. I forgot about that.
I think it was the second or third year you guys were out there. I joined.
That's when I caught that brown trout.
Yeah, because we told them we're going down the road to go down to Macbeth to get some food quick. Some stuff that we needed.
And then we just went straight to Clarion.
We went to the interstate, going on at Brookville, and boot scooted to Clarion. 3 hours later, we came back. Wondering where we went. But yeah, ever since we started doing all this, we've only caught one trout.
I've caught more than that, but as a group, we haven't.
On video, we've only caught one.
Yeah.
And Riken was filmed
a video, and I don't even know how long.
Riken was kind of slacking on that part.
When was the last YouTube video?
Probably that day.
No, we had another. We had a couple more after that because we went metal detecting and stuff.
I think metal detecting one was the last one.
I don't think it was.
What are your goals for trout season this year, Rufus?
Catch a lot of fish and catch a lot of big ones.
The last video was how to field dress a turkey. So, spring turkey, a year ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago was Cook's Forest trip.
No, I definitely...
My God, my camo underarmor hoodie fit me then. That's when I was 15 pounds lighter.
That was the year I went with you guys. Where do you even see that? Ago.
That's me.
Oh, it's you?
That's me.
Oh, never mind then.
That's Caleb. That's me.
I thought that was me.
You were in your car somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I still have the shit blocks.
Yeah.
There's my Under Armour hoodie, though.
Yeah. God, that was opening day of Turkey 3 years ago.
When you still had to wear orange short.
Yeah, because you still use rifles then.
Now it's just shotguns and bows.
But yeah, we definitely need to do some more traveling this year for trout, I think.
We need to do more traveling for everything.
I think we need to go to some areas where we can fish trout in the morning or something, and then we'll take a break and go bet or fish for bass.
I do want to get some cameras out in places we want to spring. I know this isn't episode isn't about spring turkey, but I do want to get cameras out where we plan on spring turkey so we know if they're actually there or not, so we're not doing what we did 2 years ago and wasting our time sitting there all day.
We can take them out to the fort.
So no, that's what I did last year, and within the first two Saturdays, I had both my spring golf and packs filled.
We'll tell turkey stories next episode, because boy, do I have a good one about Caleb.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a... I mean, I hope we have good success with trout fishing. I mean, it needs to happen. I've been wanting some fresh trout, because I hear you caught that one.
We messed that thing all up.
I just remember you guys called me to bring ice. That's the only reason I came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shows how unprepared we were to actually have a successful fishing trip. Is we didn't have anything to keep store the fish.
Yeah, no, you didn't have a cooler or ice.
Yeah, so that's something we do need both. Too. We got our fishing licenses though.
Yeah.
$47 later.
Yeah.
Trout stamp this year is like $17.
I didn't even look. I just paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to get it regardless. It'll be $100. I'll still get it.
Hopefully it never gets that high.
I hope not, too. What's your best trout catch, Rufus?
I mean...
What's your biggest trout?
I caught a pound emu at Clay Lake when I was 4. It was 20-some inches, and I forget how many pounds. It took me like 20 minutes to actually catch it.
Yeah.
I'd get it to the bank, and then they'd just eat, drag, and go the whole way back out to the middle. Then I'd get it in to the bank, and just eat, drag, and go the whole way back out again.
Shame it didn't pull me in.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
The game commission sent me lures for that.
What?
Yeah, the game. My dad reported it, and they sent me 2 free lures, and I made it in the newspaper.
I made it in the newspaper.
Why? Because it was a Palomino?
Well, just because of that. And
what were you, 7?
Oh.
4.
4? Oh, I really messed up the desk. The desk is done for.
Gee, you don't say.
We only caught one trout. It was that brown trout, 19 inches.
That was what, 19 inches?
Yeah.
We didn't even weigh it to see how much it weighed.
No, we didn't have a scale either.
It was legal and we were hungry for fish, so we took it back to the cabin with us, and I absolutely butchered the cooking of it.
So what, was that the first day or the second day?
First, that was opening day.
It was opening day.
Because that was the last spot we went to before we were about to, because it was towards lunch, and it was the last spot we were going to before we said, screw that, screw the rest of the day. And I thought I hooked on that log, because I casted like right off the bank. I thought I hooked a log. So I was just sitting there, and then it started fighting, and I'm like, okay, either the log got legs and started walking around the riverbed, or I have a fish.
Yeah, all here. Ready! Ready! Camera! Ready!
Because I remember you guys called me to bring ice, and you guys ate while I was on my way, and then we hit, like, 2 spots after that and went back to the room.
Yeah, hopefully we can have more success this year.
We better. Oh, food plots. That's what we're talking about next.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still getting those things all planned out, sorted yet.
I'll let you talk about those.
I do need to put more lime and fertilizer on this year, though, than I did last year. I think this year I'm going to do 500 each, because total there's a little over an acre.
Do you see what Tractor Supply has right now? Sprayers that hook on the back of, like, 4-wheelers and buggies.
Sprayer or spreader?
Sprayer.
I don't need a sprayer.
Or maybe it's a spreader. I didn't really look at them. That's when I was trying to buy a Shelter Logic.
See, what's nice is when I go to do food plots, my dad can just bring a seating truck home from work.
Yeah, we don't have that luxury, Rufus. Yeah, I'm going to do either high magnesium or high calcium lime, pellet lime, and then Probably a triple 10 or triple 19 fertilizer. Probably triple 19 fertilizer. It's more expensive, but it works better. Probably do clover and chicory and all of them again because there's nothing big enough to put corn or beans in. I don't want to. My big food plot, I might do a fall mix. I tell you what, there's still a hammer in the ever-living daylights out of the clover that was put in there 2 years ago.
Are they?
It's every night they're up there eating it.
Yeah, I know the one food plot that we have clover in. We have to replant it every year. By the time it gets just out of the ground, the deer hammer it enough that it's back to bare dirt within
yeah.
a when week. When do you plan on doing that?
My food plot?
Yes.
Oh, heck, not to the beginning of May. No. Middle of May.
That's pretty far away still, I guess, technically.
I know we usually do ours in the summer, just so they have a actual chance of still being around in hunting season.
Yeah, it probably won't be till May that I do them.
Right around then is when we'll actually start working on the shooting lane again.
Yeah, we need to do that, get our archery range put up. Try to make a video out of that one if we can.
We should be able to. We got to decide what targets we want to get out there to.
Yeah, and how much we want to spend on them, because targets aren't cheap.
No, but I'd rather have a pretty nice shooting lane.
Well, yeah. I think even if we just get a couple deer targets.
Dunham's has three right now. They also have trail camera packages. Three trail cams for like $100.
Don't get the ones from Dunham's.
I'm not buying three trail cams for $100.
They're muddy.
Yeah, I use Wild Game Innovations, not muddy.
You used muddy.
No, I use Wild Game Innovations.
Then we have that one.
Yeah, you got this Tacticam.
I might buy another one before
X
we set
Pro.
Them out.
Reveal X Pro. Huh?
I might buy another one before we set them out.
I'm probably going to get one or two of them. I mean, they're what, $150 a pop? Worth the money in my eyes.
Yeah.
Get picture sets of my phone and I ain't got to worry about going out and getting them. Because that's part of the problem out there at the fort, too. It's why we only check cameras twice at all. Fall when they are out. It's
yeah.
Not going in there every day or every week looking at them.
I also want to get the solar charger so I don't have to go out there and change batteries.
Yeah, that's
or worry about batteries.
Well, no, me and my dad, we use lithium batteries and we get a little over a year with them.
And once I have batteries in the camera?
Yeah. Like, we've had one of our cameras for like 2 years now and just replaced the batteries in it and beginning of December, I think.
That ain't bad.
We do need to film a YouTube video.
Yeah, we've been behind on that one. Well, I don't know what else we want to talk about.
Last upload. I don't even know where to find the date, to be honest.
May 22nd,
2022. Yep.
I think we pretty well covered everything, didn't we? I knew we didn't really have a whole lot to talk about this one. It's the downfall right now this time of year. The slow season, there's not much to talk about. Next one, that'll be spring turkey plans.
Yeah.
Unless we start bass fishing by then, which it should be, because that'll be the day.
We got to start. Oh, that's not going to be the next one. We do got to plan the next one, though.
Yeah.
We also have to start planning spring turkey, so we're not doing what we did the other year and planning it the night before and having no clue what's going on.
And then end up not going out at all.
No, yeah. And then the year before that, Caleb screwed the whole entire hunt.
Yeah, he did. But I'd say that pretty well wraps this one up. So, catch you on the next one when we're talking about either bass fishing or thunder chicken.
Don't forget about the merch.
Yeah, it goes.
It's linked everywhere, pretty much.
Facebook, our Facebook page, Instagram page, TikTok. Linktree's in there. Should say merch on the tab.
Yes, it's merch, all caps.
Once you open the link tree, go check it out and get you some.
We've got new stuff coming. We just got to find someone that is actually good at designing it, unlike me and Brady. Yeah. We're not very smart with that.
We're not very artsy-fartsy.
No. Nope. So, we got to find someone that's pretty good. So if you are good at graphic design, you should also DM us on Instagram.
Yeah. So we'll catch you on the next one.